Alright guys, it's Glenn Coquinchurch here from Men's IBS Mastery. I want to dive straight in today without wasting anyone's time. I get loads of questions and people are always asking, what is Men's IBS Mastery? What is mastering IBS? Or why should I, for example, invest in an expert who's got a program, a system, for example? What is the difference between that and doing it on my own, doing it solo? Doing it for cheap, for free, you know, watching videos, buying books, and asking other people in Facebook groups, all the other stuff that you've probably been doing if you're a man and you're suffering with IBS or gut issues. I'm going to discuss that today, and I am going to absolutely do it how I would like it to be taught in simple layman's terms, because I believe if you can't explain something simply enough, you don't understand it yourself. And there's a lot of quote-unquote experts out there that are like that. I'm just going to dive straight in. So, got a sheet of paper here. So, I am Tony Hart today, and I make no excuses for any rubbish drawings, but you'll get the point. So, what did we say? We've got solo, okay, and then let's put hiring an expert on the other side. Hiring expert. Happy with that. So we're looking at the difference. We're looking at what is that difference? What does it look like? So we're going to start with solo, because most people that are watching this, if you're struggling with IBS symptoms such as diarrhea, bloating, constipation, stomach pains, and it's more than beyond the pains, you know, it's clearly there's a lot more consequences than that. But if you're struggling with all that, low energy, you're maybe stuck on the toilet all the time and you've got all these issues going on, you're worried about work, your family, your life, you're missing opportunities, all that, then this is for you. This is definitely for you. And you're going to watch this, because this is going to hopefully get paint a picture, because pictures paint 1,000 words. And after this video, hopefully there'll be no doubt in your mind what the difference is between the two. So you can then go forwards and make an intelligent decision in your life for the good and benefit of yourself, your family, your loved ones, etc. And your health moving forwards, because health is wealth. Right, so let's dive in again. So we've got solo. We've got hiring an expert. Right, solo. Now, when things are solo, you're on your own, and I've been there many, many years ago. From 2003, after a tour of Iraq, I got IBS. After a severe case of DMV, I started getting stomach issues, and I suffered with mine without sorting it out properly for 10 years. And I think most people that are watching this are probably the same. So that was me, that's probably you, and it's most men that are suffering and struggling, either suffering in silence or doing things solo on your own. Then obviously we get ideas, don't we? We get ideas, we've got questions, and we start looking around for things and trying different stuff. Whether that's, you know, something comes along, like we read something in a blog, an expert, you know, like an influencer, sorry, says, oh, I've got IBS, I've done this, and you're like, oh, brilliant. So we get all excited and we try the thing, and we think we're moving progress. Now, before we dive into the progress, let's backpedal slightly. This is the starting point. Okay, so we're starting here, and this is the starting point. This is where life sucks. Everyone agree with that? So life sucks up here, because it's IBS flare-ups. It's all the drama, the low energy, the low mood, the diarrhea, the constantly sat on the toilet. I'm not going to come out with a list. It's huge. You know what's going on in your life, so it sucks. And obviously, most people, if you're watching this, I would like to think, we want to get to here. We want to get down to the bottom, to the finish. Now, there is no end state. Obviously, like in life, life is a journey until the day we die. We're on a continuous journey. But obviously, there is going to be a point where IBS is cool, as in it's not cool because you don't want it, but you've got it and there's no cure. But life is good. So life is cool. It's good. Life is good. Okay. This is happy days. This is rubbish days, isn't it? Happy with that? Told you it's simple. Right. So life sucks. We want to get to life's good. But we don't just want to get to life's good for an hour or a few days or a week. We want to get to the point where life is good all the time. Symptoms are dialed in like clockwork all the time, not just every now and again. Like, okay, let's go back. So we're in solo land. We are Han Solo. We are flying around. We're trying out different stuff and we start to make progress. We start to go towards the finish line. Then we're an obstacle, don't we? You've been there, guys. You know what I'm talking about. Now, that obstacle could be the thing that you've tried has suddenly stopped working, or the thing that gave you a little bit of symptom relief has all of a sudden confused you again. You thought it was bread, you thought it was gluten, you missed it, you skipped it out, you felt maybe a little bit of improvement. So you're cracking on, you're not eating that, but all of a sudden you're getting flare-ups again, you're getting diarrhea again, you're on the toilet, you're maybe bunged up, and you're like, what is going on? What is going on? I'm just trying this stuff. So then we're back to square one, aren't we? We're back to square one, like, what do I do next? And we're asking questions, we're looking around, we're in Facebook groups, we're going around the bazaar, online, offline, and we're trying to find them issues out. And that is the journey that it is, by the way. I'm not saying you're in the wrong. This is not your fault, because that's where I was 10 years ago, and that's the majority of men as well. Then we see something else. We're like, oh, brilliant. We might even spend a little bit of money on some supplements, some medications. We keep going back to doctors. We're not making real progress at this stage. But then we start to get through. We get over that first obstacle, and we do make a little bit more progress. So we're down here now. We're not totally grumpy because we've had a little bit of improvement. And then what happens is, boosh, we hit another obstacle, don't we? It's a different obstacle. Life's difficult. Life gets in the way. We get thrown curveballs. It could be stress. We might lose a job. There's a number of things that could happen, and then flare-ups start to happen. Life starts to get sucks again. So we're back. We're back all the way back up to sucks land again. This is pants. What the flipping heck is going on here? You know, questions in your head. You're like, you know, what is this? What is it? What's causing this diarrhea? Have I got diarrhea? 1 minute I'm bunged up. Next minute there's watery poo coming out. Is that diarrhea? Is it IBS mixed? And you've got all these questions going around, but more than the symptoms, it's like, how do I get past this? How do I get my life? Is it even possible? And you get all these doubt-inducing questions coming up in your mind, all this negative self-talk. And listen, there's a great podcast on that we've done recently. If you're not on our podcast channel, by the way, it's Beyond Bathroom Blues, Beyond Bathroom Blues. Write that down and dive over to your favourite podcast hosting channel and search for that. There's 7 episodes, but the last one we've just uploaded yesterday does a deep dive onto the negative self-talk and the things that are keeping men stuck as well. There's loads of great content on there. Right, so keeping it simple. So we're back up here now. So what happens is, I could keep drawing this, couldn't I? You just keep going round in circles. We keep going round in circles. And then eventually, maybe, it gets to a point where we do actually progress down to here, and we find a bit of, you know, we finally get used to it. We put up with it, basically. We put up with it. We're putting up with life. You know, we've tried all this different stuff. We might have found a few things, but life is still not where we want it to be. And this is further up here, by the way. So we're nowhere near the finish line. We're nowhere near here. There's an imaginary wall blocking us. All right, there's a wall blocking us off, and we're here at best case. Now, what does that look like? I get asked all the time, and you can search for this. It's I'm going to keep it really at a low number, as in an average number. So in terms of time, this whole cycle that we're looking at now, and you're probably the same, I was, is years. And it's usually over 10 years, average. Average man is suffering in silence, or even doing it solo, doing all this stuff that doesn't really work. It takes 10 years. Is 10 years acceptable? Not really. Now, listen, I'm not saying... Some men never even move out of this area. They never move out of going round in circles and life being sucks. Every now and again, it's okay. So we do get to here. This is okay land. That's okay land. So at best, it's okay. Every now and again, maybe there's a really good day. But at best, it's okay. And then it sucks because it's flare-ups. Now, if that's acceptable, and that might be you, then cool. As in, I'm not judging anyone. You know, everybody's entitled to do their own thing. But I'm hoping if you listen to this, you want to know what the difference is between going solo and hiring an expert with a proven system that's got a program that's going to take you from where you are now and get you to there, to the outcome. This is outcome land. Okay, so where life is good, it's the put finish there. This is the outcome. So outcome. And that's the amazing outcome, not just the okay outcome. That's the big outcome, what you want. Cool. If there's any questions, again, if you are allowed to put in the comments on this platform, then fire away and I'll try and get back to you. But hopefully it's pretty simple. Solo, remember, just to recap, is doing things yourself, obviously. It's doing things that are cheap, that are free. It's asking random people. It's asking people that are not experienced or qualified. And when I say qualified, I'm talking along the lines of like my business partner and wife, Charlie Jean, a registered clinical dietitian that's got all the degrees, the masters and everything, and the experience to help men with health conditions such as IBS. Right, I'm giving too much away so far. So that's solo. We've had enough of solo. And most men get to a point, with, like I did after 10 years, and they've had enough of solo. So then they're back up here again, and they're like, do you know what? This is flipping pants. This is rubbish. And I've had enough. So what they do is, they grab an hammer, and they drive a stake into the ground. A wooden stake, not a sirloin steak. For those meat eaters out there, you're now drooling. If you're vegan, then wooden steak is good. They draw a wooden stake in the ground or a line in the sand, and they say, right, I've had enough. Enough is enough. And they make a decision. So they decide, enough is enough. I'm sick of being in sucks. I don't just want okay. I want the good life. I want the big outcome. Then they look at hiring an expert. So what does that look like, hiring an expert? Well, the expert should have a programme. Now, the program is basically, and I am going to backpedal slightly to make it even simpler, hopefully. The one thing that's missing, there's one word that sums all that up that's missing for every man that's suffering, doing all that circling around and going around in circles and trying different stuff, trying food intolerance tests that don't really work, breath tests, there's no scientific research, haphazard in wild stabs in the darks at different food, gluten-free, dairy-free, not eating this, not eating that, meat only, meat-free, all this different stuff, and still stuff not really working. The one thing that's missing is skill set. Happy with that? So you are lacking, as I was 15 whatever years ago now, I was lacking the skill required to get me from there to there. In obviously the short, in less than 10 years, you know what I mean? So hiring an expert shouldn't turn around to you if you're going to invest time and money into them, which you should be. You should be investing a good amount of time and a good amount of money, I believe, into getting the best help. Well, that's another podcast or another video. So we don't want it in 10 years. I'm hoping if you're only here and you're watching this drawing, and thanks for your time, that you want to get from there to there as quickly, as physically possible, as safely as possible. You know, to save yourself time, energy, and overall money, even though you're going to be making an investment up front. I digress. So the program is the vehicle. So it's a vehicle, look. I'm going to draw that for you. Told you I was good at drawing. Tell I got an A in art. You won't believe it, would you? At school, for the lessons that I did attend. What? Right, okay. So that's a little vehicle. And that's, we're going to say, and I know it don't look like one, that is a souped up Formula One car, Ferrari, that you see that, you know, or whatever that Michael Schumacher used to drive, Formula One car. It's a beast. It's been souped up to the max. It's difficult to control. As in, I won't be able to drive a Formula One car. Maybe you're listening to this and you can drive a Formula One car, but most people won't be able to. If you did, and I told you to jump in that car, put your foot down, go as fast as you can from there to there, what would happen? We'd probably end up crashing and killing themselves. So clearly we're not going to be as grim as that today. So we've got the program, which is the vehicle. That's the vehicle that's going to give us the skill. Remember, we're lacking a skill. But we can't drive that ourselves. We don't know what we're doing. Otherwise, this is what's been going on over here. So we need the expert. See? So the expert, if you do watch Top Gear, if you've ever watched Top Gear, if you're from the UK, I don't know if they're on in America, is Stig. Stig's the expert driver, isn't he? So the expert is, and in our case, what we do with our system, there's, you know, I'm on the business, we've got a team. Charlie Jean is that person, the registered clinical and sports dietitian. She's the one that's come up with the program that's been proven, time-tested, again and again and again on not just a few clients, but thousands, to get them from point A, to start the start, where it's in sucks land, to life is absolutely awesome. I can do what I want. I can go on holiday and I can live the best life and feel really great and not worry about dashing to the toilet or diving in a bush and doing something. So that's what we're after. So we're in fast car, expert to drive it for us. And then we come along. We're a bit happy now because we've got a bit of hope, haven't we? We come along. we shake their hand or we hold their hand, it's handheld, they're the guide, the driver, and we jump in the vehicle together and we're off. Boom, engine's running. Boom, and we're off down the road. Now, listen, you know, we're going down this journey now. We're flying along. We're flying along. The window's open. The wind's coming in. Hair's flapping around. This feels great. I'm getting some progress. My symptoms are starting to disappear. Wow, I didn't know that was the case. Oh, I didn't realise I could eat bread. Brilliant. So you're now starting to find, realise things and understand things that were not understandable before. The smoke is lifted. This expert is clearing all the confusion, busting all the myths, and taking you, showing you the way as quickly as possible in the fastest possible time. And that's why you pay money. That's why you invest in expert coaching, in business, in health, whatever, because you are paying them for two things, really. First one is the big outcome. You're paying them to get the big outcome. Life's good. IBS, dialed in. And the other thing, obviously, that you're paying for is time. We are always trying to buy back time. So we want things doing as quickly as possible, but realistic as possible. Happy with that, guys? So we're in the car, we're zooming along. Now, clearly, life's going to get in the way. You're going to have drama. There's going to be a roadblock. Obviously, there is. Don't worry. I'll explain in a second. Keep it simple. So a roadblock, car stops, Stig expert jumps out. You're like, what's going on here? Now, this is you. You've obviously, you're in the program. You've maybe done a week or two or whatever that looks like, a few weeks in, and you've got questions. You need answers. So Q&A needs to happen. You need help, basically. No, nothing wrong with that. We all need help. We all need guidance and support. You need that support, that help, that guide, Stig, you know, the driver to say, right, this is how you drive. This is what you need to do. Oh, right, okay, that makes sense, yeah. So you can make the tweaks as quickly as possible without running around in circles and going and asking different people. And then you're back in the car again, engine's running, foot down, boom, and you're off. You might hit another obstacle a few weeks down the line. So another obstacle, but look what's happening. You're still going in a straight line. You're not going around in circles. You're making progress. That's what should happen. With the right program and the right help, the right expert, you should be making progress every step of the way. You might have a relapse, yes. You might stop, you might have to go back a little bit to go forward, but you're not going round in circles and ending up more confused. Happy with that? Then you hit the second obstacle again. You got Q&A, you got help, all the stuff before. And then eventually, you get the big outcome. Life is good. We're at the finish line. We know as symptoms, as triggers, every single trigger, we know exactly what is being causing our IBS to cause drama, to remove them issues so we don't get drama. Not just today, but for the next 10 years, 20 years, 30 years coming. That's what we're after, a blueprint. What does that look like in terms of time? I'll write it in red so you can see it. Compared to, well, we don't want 10 years. Who wants 10 years trying to sort something out, or 20 years or 30 years? With the right help and what we do, and again, this is not a sales presentation. I'm using our program and what we do to help clients just as an example, because that's all I, you know, that's what I know, that's what I do. But we would expect our men to see amazing results in 6 to 8 weeks. Happy with that? So 6 to 8 weeks. 8 weeks is like conservative, you know, the absolute maximum. People can get symptoms dialed in and feel great after only a handful of weeks. You know, we've seen guys with 2 weeks, 3 weeks in, and they're feeling great. By the fourth week, things are looking absolutely amazing. And certainly by week eight, the whole life's turned around. That's the difference. Now, so really, just to summarize that up then, as you can see, doing it solo and doing it on your own, as you've probably picked up, takes a lot of time, a lot of energy, and believe it or not, a lot of money in some cases. Because if you're spending money on gluten-free, on dairy-free, then products are not cheap and they rack up big time. Benjamin Franklin said it best, small leaks sink big ships. You know, look at the Titanic. It's obviously the anniversary now, 112 years. Yeah, it ripped a few holes in the side of it. Obviously, that was in 2 hours or whatever, 2.5 hours it sunk. But you see what I mean? Then that water was coming in. So small leaks sink big ships. So if you've got bits of money coming out, maybe $300 a month on certain foods, whatever. But that's another conversation. If you want to look at what IBS costs in terms of money, then dive over to my YouTube channel. There's a great video on there that I did. I did a deep dive on all the financial aspects. I think it's called Sabotage. I'll put a link to it in the description. But certainly go over to YouTube channel, Men's IBS Mastery, and there's a video on there about it. So that takes time. That takes 10 years, 15, 20, 30 years, forever. But look, you've got to make a decision, guys. That's the key thing there. There's one key thing. There's two things that have happened here. We've not got the skill set. That's what we need, is the skill. And we need to save time. You've got to make a decision. You've got to decide. You've got to put that stake in the ground. You've got to draw a line in the sand and go, right, enough is enough. I'm sick of it sucking. Then we look at hiring an expert with a program. And when I say expert, I don't just mean blooming, I don't know, some actress or singer that's got IBS and they sorted their own IBS out. Listen, I've got IBS and I've sorted my IBS out, but I would never go away on my own without my wife, Charlie Jean, as in without the expert, and start teaching and coming up with programs and helping people with IBS. That's why I'm in a partnership with her, because I do men's performance coaching and we work hand in hand with our team. Just to sort of let you know that where I'm coming from. And that's what they should have. Expect a program. Now, other people out there, I don't know what they do. I've seen some IBS experts, as you will, because clearly there's loads of people out there that are experts with IBS. They might do this in, might be able to help you in, like, I don't know, 3 months, 6 months, maybe a year. They might not even be able to give you a time frame. So it all depends on your unique situation and what you want moving forwards and how quickly you want it solving. As I said, what we do is 6 to 8 weeks. 8 weeks program, but 6 to 8 weeks, certainly even before then, you get symptoms dialed in and get that blueprint. And that's what you're doing, is you're hiring an expert with a program, which is the vehicle to give you the skill in the shortest space of time so you get to that finish line as quickly as possible. If that doesn't make sense and you're not really into cars, going solo is like walking from the United Kingdom, from, let's say, the Southampton, walking across England, all the way, you get a ferry to France, you walk all the way through Europe, walking, maybe a little bit of running if you're fit, all the way down to Italy, you get a ferry across to Greece, you then, if it's dangerous now, especially when you go up to Turkey, certain parts, but you're then walking up through Greece, you know what I mean? You see where I'm going from, and you end up having to walk via ferries and ships to Australia. That's the slow way, that's the solo way. Hiring an expert with a program is going to London Heathrow Airport. So you still start off in London, but you go to Heathrow Airport, you get on a first class, business class, private jet that's super fast, supersonic jet like the Concorde was. It takes off from London, it's a direct flight, and it gets you to Australia in 12 to 24 hours, whatever that looks like, not 24 months, which is what walking would probably take you. Any questions? I hope that helps you out. Just to keep it simple, as I said before, the difference between going solo, hiring an expert with a program, and having IBS mastery. Thank you very much for listening, and take care. All the best.